91X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Jake Watson. With the news that Belleville will be the new home to the Ottawa Senators, AHL farm team, many students at Loyalist College are excited for the new Belleville Senators. Casey Horn has the story.
Belleville is buzzing after yesterday's press conference with the City Council and Ottawa Senators brass Eugene Melnick and Randy Lee. Ottawa's AHL farm team, currently the Binghamton Senators, will be the Belleville Senators next year. Justin Gagnon can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm excited. I'm going to get home from work now. I'm going to go put my $100 deposit in, get season tickets. That's something to do on a Saturday night.
Gagnon isn't the only one. Shannon May says that she too will likely be taking in several games when the newly renovated Yardman Arena welcomes the team for the 2017-2018 season.
My cousin is a big Senators fan, so he's super excited and he's already planned all these trips for us to go.
Even those who aren't necessarily Senators fans are planning on taking in a game or two, like Kylie Wilson from Loyalist College.
Believe it or not, I used to be an Ottawa fan, but then I switched to the Canadiens, but I don't know. It's fun to go out on outings to watch hockey anyway, so.
Casey Horn, QNET News, Belleville.
Local communities nationwide are being encouraged to hold meetings focused on their thoughts and suggestions around electoral reform in Canada. Scott Gardner has more.
Local MPs have recently been holding meetings open to all residents of all party affiliations to join in a discussion around proposed changes to the way Canada votes in its elections. Although there was no consensus reached on any one form of electoral change, there was a general agreement that it's important to raise voter participation, especially among younger voters. Matt Richardson, constituency assistant to Neil Ellis, reiterates that concern from Sunday's electoral reform meeting in Belleville.
The concern or the area of interest was, at the end of the day, how do we get more young people to vote and how do we get people re-engaged in this system and democracy?
Jamie Simmons, communication director for MP Kim Rudd of Northumberland and Peterborough South, agrees that there should be an emphasis on the importance of gathering the youth vote.
Federal, provincial, municipal, there's no question the needs for increase the youth.
Offering Canadians the chance to vote online is widely seen as a viable option to attract more youth voters, as well as those restricted by accessibility and transportation complications. Richardson says he is in favor of implementing an online vote option, so long as it is done safely and responsibly.
I like the idea of online voting personally. Obviously, it would have to be done with the utmost care. So I think provided it was done properly with all due diligence, how could it hurt if you had the ability to vote off of your laptop or your phone?
Highlights and suggestions from these local meetings will be submitted to a special committee on electoral reform by October 7th and compiled into a federal report sometime in December. Scott Gardner, QNET News, Belleville.
A new locker registration policy is now in effect at Loyalist College. The policy was just created last week by the college's athletic department, and most students are not fully aware of it just yet. First-year JOPB student Maria Kaninko says she was told at the beginning of the year to just grab any locker, despite her initial concerns. She says that the college did the right thing by putting this policy in place.
It's kind of weird. I don't actually feel safe knowing that anyone could put anything in the locker. And afterwards, you can't find out who was that person, you know? But I don't want to be, not positive about things, but someone could put a bomb there.
Coordinator of Fitness and Faculties and Campus Recreation, Corey Mestre, says the security and safety was of the utmost importance in the making of this policy. Kaninko was in agreement, saying that there was needed to be an order and discipline on campus. The 29th annual Adopt a Child Winter Clothing Campaign has begun. Police forces within Hastings County are collecting donations to help clothe children throughout the winter months. Registration is open to low-income families with children under the age of 12 from now until Friday, September 30th. Belleville registration is on John Street South in Safety Village. An 18-year-old Colberg man is facing 12 charges of graffiti-related mischief. He was arrested Monday, and an investigation by the Northumberland's OPP Street Response Team linked him to a string of vandalism in the area. Police say several road signs, a vehicle, a mailbox, and a public school have been defaced in the Brighton and Smithfield areas since February. Former Miss Universe Alicia Machado says her experience with Donald Trump can open eyes in the presidential election. Trump criticized Machado for gaining weight after she won the pageant in 1996. Hillary Clinton revived Trump's remarks in Monday night's debate, using them as an example of how the Republican treats women. Machado spoke with reporters Tuesday in a conference call arranged by the Clinton campaign. She said she was really surprised to hear Clinton reference her story in the debate. Mercado says she wants to help Clinton in the election. She says, I'm here for her. Sports is next. When teams are formed, coaches have to do their best to fit many different personalities together. That is why team bonding is so important at the start of a season. Rebecca Bartlett has more.
The start of a new school year means all of the Loyalist Lancer teams are starting up again. Stephanie Young is a third-year Lancer and co-captain for the women's soccer team. She says she thinks team bonding is essential to the success of their team.
And it's kind of good that everybody meshes, not only like on the field playing, but also that you get along off the field. I know a lot of teams in the past that haven't really liked each other, and you can definitely tell on the field.
The women's soccer team is one of 8 Lancer teams in the OCAA. Rebecca Bartlett, QNET News, Belleville.
The Loyalist women's volleyball team will be in action this Saturday. They'll be in Barrie at a 4-team invitational tournament. QNET News reporter Mallory Day has more.
It's an exhibition tournament featuring Loyalist and 3 other East Division teams, George Brown, Fleming, and Georgian College. Co-head coach Amy Hoskin says she's excited to get her team of 7 rookies and 4 returning players some playing time. The Loyalist team includes Sarah Piana-Yefo. She's the OCAA Rookie of the Year for 2016. She's one of the ones Hoskin is looking forward to be a leader.
It'll be really nice to see our new girls get on the court and see what they can do in game situations. We've got some really key returning players coming back to us, so it'll be nice to have their leadership on the court.
The team's first regular season game is on October 21st when they host Centennial College. Mallory Day, QNET News, Belleville.
NHL preseason play continues tonight with a slew of games. Ottawa visits Buffalo, Montreal hosts Washington, Winnipeg entertains the Calgary Flames, and Vancouver takes on the Sharks in San Jose. Tyler Pitlick scored a goal and an assist as the Edmonton Oilers won their preseason debut at the new Rogers Place Arena, taking a 4-2 victory over the visiting Calgary Flames. There was a good start to the preseason for New Jersey Devils player Adam Henrique. Henrique scored 2 power play goals to lead the Devils' split squad over the Montreal Canadiens 3-2. The New York Yankees rallied with 5 runs in the 9th inning and then hung on to avoid a 4-game sweep as they beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-5. It was a wild evening that saw 3 hit batsmen, 4 ejections, and the benches empty twice. For the second night in a row, the game turned into late innings. Organizers of the British Open have paid tribute to Arnold Palmer for his immeasurable contributions to golf's oldest major. Martin Slumbers, chief executive of the Royal and Ancient, said Palmer was a true gentleman, one of the greatest ever to play the game. Palmer died Sunday in Pittsburgh at the age of 87. Send us your team or league scores email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. In weather today, we have it's cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 20. Wednesday, it's going to be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23. And Thursday, there'll be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 16. At 4:08, it's 16 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jake Watson, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.